This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, I am an American Family Farmer. I'm an American Family Broadcaster as well. Put the two together a number of years ago to create this program every week and the podcast that goes with it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You get the podcast wherever you get your podcast, Apple. There are a lot of different places to get it. Each week I try to start out the program with some news that is of impact, the things that are going on in the industry that affect small farmers, the family farmers. I shouldn't say small because not all family farms and not only family farmers are doing just a few hundred acres with a few hundred cows. There are some that have thousands of acres and they have a number of cows, but I certainly differentiate for the purposes of this program the difference between the family farm owned and operated by families versus the big agribusinesses. Matter of fact, interestingly enough, over the last few weeks as I've been talking more and more, when I went to the National Association of Farm Broadcasters meetings, things seem to change, and I'm also going to go to the American Farm Bureau meeting in January, because there is a lot of interest now in this program because of who it serves, that is the small or the family farmer. There's nothing like this around. That's one of the reasons I wanted to do it, is because there isn't anything. Most of the farm reports that you get, the farm shows, if you will, I put that in quotation marks, are reports on numbers and things. They don't deal with the nuance of farming. For example, I go to California for a couple of items this week. The dairy industry in California is suffering now. They've had not a pass, but this past summer, things began to change there so that they more represented what was going on in the dairy industry in the rest of the country. That is, there are more and more farmers who are having a tougher time, and there are more big, huge agri farms, factory dairy farms out in California for sure, and Southwest as well, Arizona, New Mexico, you can find them dotting West Texas, all over the place. But California seems to, because of the weather, the drought, the situations that we all read about, but you're not experiencing for the most part in terms of weather. This is not doing any favors for the California farmer. Beside dairy, I noticed something also interesting about California. There are new rules that take effect for the raising of calves and other animals on New Year's Day. California has passed, it was like a 2-to-1 ratio. A year or so ago, it's called Proposition 12, that will change the rules, the law, to have animals raised in a more humane way. And that's the way it was put. And I think I understand to a point, and I agree mostly with this, but I think sometimes, as usual, and as with California, things go too far. And so now it's made it difficult for a lot of the average farmers who are raising pigs, for example. Well, they call them hogs. Okay, so they're doing hogs. The pork market in California, that is in terms of growth, commodities business, et cetera, focusing on a lot of pork that's grown there. And the new changes that hog producers and cattle raisers are having to put up with are being resisted. So a lot of farmers have not complied with the law. And now there is a coalition of business owners that's seeking some delay in this, not only for the farmers, but for the supermarkets. They're not getting good quality. The California Grocers Association said quality of pork and dairy that's being produced because of what they're having to do to raise the animals has been affected quality-wise and quantity-wise. I don't quite understand the quality stuff. I do understand the quantity stuff. But it'll be interesting to see if these groups are successful in delaying the measure. And it'll be looked at by the rest of the country, because there are a lot of these groups, the animal rights groups, that are trying to work in every state And California is always the first stop for all of these outfits, all these groups. If they can get it done there, then maybe they use that to launch off into other into other states. It'd be interesting to see how next year, in the year 2022, California, how it is, how some of the agricultural enterprises will survive, because the margins are very, very tight. So from the killing the family farm department, that sort of is, my thought on that is pretty perfunctory. I think that there are rules that are necessary, but they go, as usual, too far. And speaking about cows and stuff, the fact that the dairy margin program is open now, National Milk Producers Federation says that this week more and more farmers are trying to embrace the dairy margin coverage. Well, the program as it exists right now is ridiculous. And there are hearings being held. And I think I said this last week on this program. The fact that the government controls the price of milk, it doesn't control the price of carrots. It doesn't control the price of beets. It doesn't control the price of potatoes. So why should it control the price of milk? The dairy farmers should be able to raise as many animals as they want, milk as many cows as they want. And if they're not successful, then the market tells them they aren't successful. We need good, healthy farms. And with the price being paid to dairy farmers now, that's why so many of the family farmers that are dairy are going out, because they can't make it. Unless you have thousands of cows to make the margins work, you don't. And I just find this, it's so ridiculous. We're just eliminating family farmers right and left, rising costs, labor, supply shortages, not much support from the government. People who want the product want to buy it. You can see that in New York State, as a matter of fact. And I saw it down in Tennessee. I was looking at a report down there. Good Lord, as an aside, you wonder what's going to happen to farming interests where the tornado hit this past week in Kentucky and Tennessee. Oof, what a mess. Anyway, so I think we need to be really focused on some of the rules and regulations. You know, many of the things that farmers have to put up with, as with the rest of us, don't come from legislation. They come from the agencies doing their thing and coming out with rules and regulations that the legislative process never has any input into, which is, I think, anti-constitutional, frankly, when you get right down to it. I think you're supposed to, if you're going to be affected by these things, they ought to be enacted by people who are responsible to you. We all know that for sure the bureaucrats are not responsive to us at all, the people who work putting these things into the principles into practice. We know they pay attention to very few. So food for thought, and that's what we're about in this first part of the program. Actually, we're going to spend some time talking about how the markets are run. Back to what I just said about dairy and how those markets are controlled by the government. What happens when it comes to agricultural products, commodities being sold? How about your pay and what, you know, I wanted, after I said what I did about the dairy, I decided we ought to have somebody on from the commodity markets to see how you really are being paid. What are the influences for whatever it is that you're growing? How those markets are being shaped? That in a matter of moments here on this week's American Family Farmer, with a reminder as the holiday seasons are, and I say seasons because Thanksgiving is a season, Christmas is New Year's, so it's the holiday seasons and the giving of various things. Are you a practicalist? The practical side of dealing with the things that you need for Christmas versus the things that you want for Christmas. How many people do you know, maybe it's you, who need to get a better night's rest? You need a better mattress. You need a better pillow. You need better sheets. You need better things in the bathroom, the towels, the things that serve you to keep you on the top of your game. Well, our friends at MyPillow have all kinds of great ideas. Just look at the MyPillow product catalog. You can see things that you need and maybe things that you want. Maybe both. You can see things that you need and you want. There's a dog bed That's $19.99 right now using the DJV code. There's body pillows that are $29.99, guaranteed to be the most comfortable things that you can find anywhere in the market. Weighted blankets save 30, 40, 50, 60, 65%. Going to the product catalog, those Giza elegant, fabulous pillows and sheets that you can get at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you're checking out. Check first the catalog, see what's in there, know that you can get the best deals using the DJV code, and then use it when you check out. All the great deals guaranteed to be the most comfortable items you can buy, whether it be sheets, pillows, mattresses, the whole deal. Find it at MyPillow.com. Made in Minnesota by American workers. No shortage of anything. No back orders this year. Order with confidence at MyPillow.com using the discount code DJV.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. Grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Calitrin, the best way to lose weight, the best defense is a good offense. Doesn't that apply to weight?
If you are taking Calitrin this time of the year, you can actually be losing weight. For sure not gaining weight, but losing weight this time of the year, even with the food everywhere. You know, our customers tell us that when they're taking Calitrin, not only are they losing the inches and looking better, but they feel better. So when you have more energy throughout your day, you don't crave the food like you did before. You know, you're not having the afternoon crashes. Collagen protein is one of the most satiating nutrients there is. It's naturally boosting your metabolism by rebuilding that lean muscle tissue.
So let's talk about the deal. What's the deal right now as we get into turkey time?
Well, turkey time deal is the biggest sale we do all year. People wait on this one, but it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. Use the promo code DJV, and that's going to save you on shipping, too, so you won't have to pay shipping on those orders. So toploss.com. And if you have questions, you can also chat with us online or call us 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here, introducing you to Tim Andreessen, who is from the CME Group. Some people in agriculture know what CME is. Tim is the Managing Director of Agricultural Products. When I look at CME, it's a futures company, basically. You want to explain quickly a part of the market in Chicago, right?
Yeah, we are. So CME came from a joining of the Chicago Board of Trade, which 150 years ago pioneered futures on corn, soybeans, and grains, and a merger with the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, which pioneered futures on predominantly livestock and dairy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So it is farming as we've come to know it. And, you know, you look back at the establishment of these operations, the Mercantile Exchange, and et cetera, when they all came into the fold. When you think about how we all started as farmers, looking back in the history, everybody was a farmer. Everybody had a cow. Everybody had grains. They saved the seeds from what they were eating, and they replanted it. How different is it? It's really amazing, isn't it, huh? When you look at agriculture and how we feed ourselves now versus what it was like maybe 300 years ago.
It is. And I mean, I think it's a huge success story how agriculture has continued to grow and feed the world. And I think a lot of people don't understand how important agriculture is to the global economy.
Well, let's use that as a stepping off point here in a matter of moments, because America has been known as the breadbasket of the world. Maybe some of the Saskatchewan and up in Canada, they also have a lot of wheat, and that produces bread and that sort of thing. But I want to talk about us taking care of ourselves and the rest of the world as we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful.
Moving back into our conversation this week with Tim Andreessen, who's the managing director of the agricultural sector at CME Group. What does that mean? You're the agricultural products director. What is the, you're in charge of how things get measured. What do you do?
Well, so, you know, CME Group is made up of a number of different exchanges. The one that would probably be most familiar to your listeners is what used to be the Chicago Board of Trade, where they traded corn and soybeans and wheat, and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, where they used to trade livestock and dairy. Those are now all part of one big company. Mm-hmm. And we have futures products on a range of different asset classes. I'm responsible for all of our agricultural products, which are grains, oilseed, dairy, and some smaller things, too, like fertilizer and lumber.
Wow. Fertilizer. And lumber, too, but fertilizer. How in the world are farmers, what does that look like on the futures market when farmers are being told they're either they're going to pay twice as much for fertilizer this year or they're not going to get it at all? What's that doing to the markets, or is the market responsible for that?
Well, the fertilizer market that we have is actually very, very small relative to all of our other products. It's, you know, it definitely does not drive the prices for the broader cash markets. Keep in mind, what our products are derivatives. And what derivatives are is they take their value from those physical markets. Whether it's corn or anything, it's all tied to the physical market more so than, you know, the place where the physical market sets its price. And I know that sounds a little bit complicated, but in a case like fertilizer, it really is just reflective of that. In a case like grains, where we are the global benchmark, while we have a price for corn that's representative of corn delivered against a futures contract, every other place you can go to in the United States has a slightly different price that's reflecting the supply and demand at that location. And that difference is something called the basis.
So then why do people pay so much attention to the reports? A lot of the farm stations have various reporters, local reporters and regional and national reporters who come in with the numbers every day. The markets are showing this. And if that, in fact, isn't really what's going on, what good are those numbers?
Well, I think what those numbers are price of corn and soybeans, is they're kind of a global benchmark. It's like, if you think of the aggregate price of corn, what direction is it going? Is it going up? Is it going down? What's the broad consensus of, you know, what the price of corn is? And anywhere in the world, you know, I end up traveling a lot. We have customers around the world that use our products. They refer to the price of corn. But that doesn't mean that's the price of corn that they buy at their location. That, again, is a reflection of local supply and demand. So, you know, let's look at the United States, for example. If you're in the middle of the Corn Belt, if you're in Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, places like that, you know, your price of corn is going to be different than, say, if you were a tortilla chip maker in California, where there isn't a lot of corn production. So, you know, the actual price of corn where you're at has everything to do with the, you know, the local supply and demand, or the cost to get corn from a production area to that destination.
So a lot of it is not just growing, but transportation as well, and those prices are reflected in what people are hearing, I guess, it's, if I'm understanding. Because I've, for years, you know, as a farm kid, I milked cows and delivered milk and things like that, and I never knew anything about it as I grew older and understood how the dairy pricing went with the, you know, the way the government controls it. I thought, this is very restrictive, and I want to talk to you about that, because I think dairy is a lot different than the rest of the stuff that you're marketing. Let's see if I'm right as we continue here on this week's American Family Farmer Show.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. 800-397-6805. That's 800-397-6805.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin changed his plea to guilty on Wednesday to 2 federal civil rights charges, including the use of excessive force against George Floyd last year. At a White House press briefing Wednesday, Dr. Fauci said COVID-19 vaccines do not currently need to be changed to target the new Omicron variant. A federal grand jury on Wednesday brought a charge against Amplify Energy Corporation, the Texas-based oil company that owns and operates the pipeline that leaked 25,000 gallons of crude oil onto the shores of Southern California in October. Orange County DA Todd Spitzer.
The company should not be responsible for leading its own investigation with respect to the hundreds of millions of dollars of devastation that it did to our environment and our economy.
For more information, visit us at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As the mostly partisan January 6th commission continues to get Trump, West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrissey on Newsmax last night says Americans should be concerned that the committee is tearing at the very fabric of the Constitution.
I liken the executive privilege argument to what people rely on every day. Let's say you want to use an attorney. There's attorney-client privilege because you want to have confidential conversations with someone to get the best possible counsel, not reveal everything to the entire world. A president should have a similar opportunity to get the counsel that he needs. And I think that's where a lot of the American people are looking at what's going on and say, a president does deserve to have some meaningful executive privilege that allows him to do his job the right way. And when you start to see a commission that's voting 9-0 on everything, you start to wonder, is this really an independent, meaningful investigation, or is it just jury-rigged from the very beginning?
Right.
That's what worries me. When I think of investigations as an attorney general, I think about how to get to the right result, get the facts out there for the American people. I don't think of how I just put up 9-0, 9-0, 9-0. This doesn't look like a fair process.
The 17th flight of NASA's Ingenuity Mars helicopter earlier this month pushed the total flight time past the 30-minute mark. Along with the flight time, the trailblazing helicopter on Mars has traveled over a distance of 2.2 miles, and the craft remains in excellent condition. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown.
All right, 34 and change after the hour on this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen here every week with an overview of food, farm, facts, family, all that alliteration. The connection between all of those things, I think, is undeniable and a very important part of our consideration. But when it comes to surviving and understanding the markets, the past isn't important, the present is, and the futures really are. I have so many questions here for Tim Andreessen. I'm glad he was able to spend some time with us so that you can learn how these markets, you may be more sophisticated than I am, because I, as I said a few minutes ago, dairy pricing was based on what people would pay for when they came into the store. I used to sell raw milk on my farm, and I got $12 a gallon for it because that's what the public would pay because they want raw milk. And I'd sell 100 gallons a day or so. If I could have made more milk from more cows, I probably would have sold 200 gallons. I'm not a big supplier, but I was a big a noise, if you will, in my area of the state of Massachusetts because there wasn't a lot of raw milk around. So I could charge $12 a gallon. People are happy to pay it. I wasn't restricted. If I had extra milk, it went into the pool. And that's sort of where the government comes in. I to this day, especially today, Tim, don't understand why pretty much everybody who is making milk doesn't sell it themselves and forget about the pool. I know not everybody where there is milk being produced has a market, and that's why this, you know, goes the way that it goes. But the absurdity of the government controlling these prices has really, in my, as a dairy guy, in my estimation, has ruined the family dairy industry. So you said that you were involved as the managing director of agricultural products in pricing of dairy, because that's what came from the Chicago Exchange, livestock, dairy, et cetera, et cetera. So then how does what you do and understand watching dairy prices versus what the government says farmers are supposed to be paid for, how do those two interact, or do they?
Yeah, so that's a really good question, because if you look at the dairy market, it is a really complicated market from the government programs.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And it's so complicated that nobody understands it, and it has gone full bore into ruining a lot of guys that are milking a couple of hundred cows, I think, anyway. So I interrupted you a little bit, but I'm very emotional about this. It really annoys me. So
yeah,
you can maybe straighten it out a little.
I don't know that I can straighten it out for you, but what I can tell you is, so for example, we have multiple dairy products. We have a class 3 milk futures, we have class 4 milk futures, non-fat dry milk, dry whey. Yeah, so we have a lot of those different components, butter, cheese, block cheese.
Right. Yeah.
What we're trying to do is, you have all those government prices, and as a dairyman, you have an exposure to those prices. So what we try to do is give you a way to offset that risk. So if your exposure is to class 3 milk, and you say, look, I'm going to be producing milk for quite some time. Prices are where I like them right now. I want to be able to protect myself. You can go into the marketplace and sell class 3 milk futures in the future to lock in those prices.
Who does that, though? So, the farmer, the average farmer's not going to do that. It's the people who are producing. When you bring it to, like, Suiza, Family Dean Foods, the ones that own and control 75-80% of the fluid milk market, they're the ones who are deciding through government intervention what the price is, not the futures market, unless I'm missing something.
Well, what you can do, you're right, there's a multitude of different players in the futures market who are involved with setting that price. But the challenge, or the opportunity rather, that futures give you is, listen, there's a price that I like. I have the ability to lock that price in. And so, unfortunately,
but how do you do,
in markets,
maybe my lack of knowledge here is telling, how do you do that with such a perishable product?
Well, so that's, let me explain that a little bit, because really good question. And, you know, a lot of our products are that way. I hear the same thing from people in livestock, although clearly, you keep cattle on feed
right,
a little bit longer.
Yeah.
The point of a futures contract, and this is going way back to the origin of this, is, our markets were started from producers who said, look, I want to haul my corn someplace and get it sold, but I don't want to get there and then not get the price I want. I would like to be able to know the price I'm going to get when I deliver that corn to Chicago. And this is really where the futures market came from. It's the same thing today. You can sit there and say, look, I know I'm going to be producing milk 3 months from now. I want some certainty around that price. And right now I like the price that I can see. And so what you can do is sell a futures contract.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably can't get into too many of the details, and this is where I would really suggest anybody that's looking at this, find a really good broker who can help educate you. And as well, we have educational materials. But what you can do is you can sell that futures contract. If the price of milk goes down, that futures position is going to help offset that loss you're going to have in your physical milk. Which will give you some level of protection.
Well, if you're into it, it's almost like the insurance program, I suppose, the crop insurance program, in a sense, protects you from weather and other, you know, natural disasters, whereas what you're doing, if people are buying in. So if I understand you correctly, somebody can have, let's say there's somebody, I know folks growing corn and certain grains in Ohio, they bring it to the local bin, and it's stored, and they decide to sell it when they think the market is strong. And would you say that would be based on futures? But the futures go how far into the future is the
yes.
question.
So what you can, what the futures market allows you to do, what, you know, for a long time, if you're a producer of any commodity, all you could really do is go, hey, I'm going to harvest it, take it to the elevator, and get whatever price I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And then elevators also would start to give you forward contracts. Look, I want to harvest it. I'm going to, you know, harvest my corn in December or November, but I don't want to sell it till January for tax reasons. So what's your price for January? With a futures market, you can do somewhat the same thing. You could sit here in March and go, hey, I like the corn price. I want to sell December corn futures. Okay, and then when I get to December, I'm going to sell my actual corn. Now that I know I have it, I know what the quality is, I know who I want to deliver it to, because maybe this elevator's got a better discount schedule than that elevator,
mm-hmm.
and I lift my futures hedge. Futures can go out, in some cases, a couple years. And what that allows you to do is actually, you know, if prices are high enough, potentially sell, you know, next year's crop as well.
Wow. Okay.
So they give you what they do. The best way I could explain it is they widen your marketing window so that you're not just stuck with what price do I get when I produce it, or, you know, if I can store it for a little bit. But it allows you much more flexibility to lock in attractive prices, you know, when they're present.
All right, we're talking to Tim Andreessen from the CME Group. The website is cmegroup.com. You can find it, just Google CME Group, and you'll come up with lots of more pertinent information. Maybe you've got a question in your mind after listening to some of this material, and you want to get more in-depth, and I'm sure there are people there that can talk to you about specific options that you may have for various products that you're growing. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a word, a powerful word, about what happens if you get sick with, well, I don't want you to get sick. Maybe what I'm trying to get you to do is think in a preventative way. We don't do that much in medicine in America. We tend to try to fix the problem after it's a problem. My suggestion is, when it comes to your weight and the connection of your body's weight to COVID, there has been very interesting research in the last week or two that's come out that draws a direct line, a parallel, if you will, to, and it's a very powerful message, frankly, COVID. The COVID cells with the spikes on them that you've seen pictures of on the news, those are designed, they were built, they were created by that laboratory to go into your fat cells. If they attack, they love your fat cells. So the fatter you are, frankly, I know it doesn't sound very romantic, but this is the real world, the fatter you are, the more chances you have of getting COVID, period, end of story. So if you're heavy, if you're overweight, and certainly we're all headed in that direction during the celebratory times that we're in between now and the first of the year, perhaps you ought to start right now on the Calitrin weight loss program. The secret here is to be smart about what you eat, but also to take the defensive position is not as smart as the offensive position here, right? The best offense is a good defense. So if you're eating in, and you're not going to eat perfectly, I know that. Then let's have some fun. But protect yourself by getting that weight. If you're down to where you want to be and you want to keep yourself there, that's what Calitrin is all about. The only natural, all-natural product that is available internationally that will help you keep the weight off. There are a lot of programs that will support weight loss and getting the weight off, but then what happens? How do you keep it off? Find out by talking to a counselor at the Calitrin website, toploss.com, and then when you decide to buy, all kinds of special deals for Christmas in the 12 days of Christmas giveaways. You can find out how that works at toploss.com as well. Plus, you can check out their afterpay options for buying 3 or 30. You got a great deal. And again, the powerful message is that the COVID molecule goes right to your fat. So get rid of the fat cells, keep the weight off, keep yourself healthy with Calitrin, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you buy, use the DJV code for no shipping charges and access to the best prices.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Tim Andreessen has been so helpful already for me. I think probably we ought to invite you to come back again with regard to the countries, where the market basket of the world. So you said you travel a lot. Give us a little insight into how deals are made with China and other countries to buy our crops, buy our grains.
That's a really good question. Let me do one thing really quickly. I know, and I really appreciate you pointing people to our website. There's another website your listeners might be interested in. It's called futuresfundamentals.org. And it's a
futuresfundamentals.org.
And it's a ton of educational material.
Futuresfundamentals.org. Okay.
So we actually do not put those deals together. Those are grain merchants or, you know, commodities traders that are trading with those countries that are out there, you know, selling corn and soybeans to China and that sort of thing. What we do is help provide general pricing information. The benchmark price for corn? So typically if somebody's selling corn, say delivered China, you know, they're going to say, okay, well, the futures price is, you know, say $5 and it costs me, you know, a dollar something to lay it into China. So, you know, I'm willing to sell it for, you know, $6 or $6.10 or something like that. So our job is to provide that reference.
Give us 30 seconds on the futures the next year. What do you see? What's the year ahead about?
Well, we all know it's been a very volatile year going now, you know, so I don't see a change in that. I tend to believe that we're going to continue to see volatility. We still have relatively low stocks around the world. We have all sorts of geopolitical issues that can pop up. So I definitely think we are going to continue to see volatility, and it's important to manage risk.
There you go. Farming is a tough business, man. Tim Andreessen from the CME Group, the Director, Managing Director of Agricultural Products. Very instructive having you here this week. Thank you. This is the American Family Farmer.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen. Don't forget about the podcast you can get every week. An overview of what's going on from the perspective, again, of the family farm, the food, the farm, the facts, the families. That's who I am serving here. I'm not serving big ag. I sometimes am confused. People say, well, what about all of the big... I don't know. I'm not interested in telling that story. There are plenty of people telling that story. There are not a lot of people telling your story as a family farmer. So with that, I invite you to go to our podcast every week at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. You can tell other people, they can hear a synopsis of what we talk about, and you can find it not only at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, but on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts. So I have a thought or two about something that I discussed a month or so ago when Maine voters passed that Second Amendment of food, the food rights thing, if you will. We think about Maine a lot, about Maine blueberries and potatoes and things, forestry products that are grown there. But this new distinction is really very compelling. The first state, Maine, is America's first state to have a constitutional right to grow and eat food. This is a real up yours to Bayer, to Monsanto, to Dow and DuPont, to ChemChina, all the companies that want to control the world's supply of seeds and therefore the world's supply of what you eat. You would have no choices to just to eat stuff that grows grown from their seeds. This is called Measure 3. It was an amendment to the state constitution approved by over 60% of the voters in Maine, and it declares simply that all have a natural, inherent, an unalienable right to grow, raise, this is important, to grow, raise, harvest, produce, and consume the food of their choosing for their own nourishment, sustenance, bodily health, and well-being. As I said, this is a real up yours to those companies that are trying to control the seed supply. This was the, if you look at Maine's off-year elections, this was what this past election was all about. They call it off year because it's the odd year when there's no congressional election or presidential election or whatever. Anyway, this didn't cost the state anything. Maine, you know, is dependent on food imports from out of state for the most part, other than the things I mentioned, potatoes and blueberries and lobster. That's about it. If you want to eat only, but well, there's a lot of sheep actually that are grown in Maine as well. But this speaks to our to Maine, the residents there, to their food sovereignty movement, and it's been building there as it has been building around the country. And I want to encourage this. This is something that we all, as farmers and consumers of food, need to have in our lives. Food production, self-sufficiency. This was championed by the small farmers in Maine, the family farmers, the raw milk enthusiasts, libertarians, back to land advocates. The federal government doesn't like it at all. The law allows food producers to sell directly to consumers on their site, and basically, again, kind of an up yours to the feds. The state senator who was behind this amendment said he was inspired by the amount, quote, of bipartisanship that went into this amendment. He also said the measure resonated with Maine voters. Boy, but don't you think it would resonate with voters all over the country? I'd like to see that enacted here in my home state of Massachusetts and my adopted state of California for sure. The proposal won by such a large margin. Two-thirds of people voted, and most of the people who said they didn't vote for it, they just didn't vote because they didn't understand it. The younger people don't get. And this is another real problem in our educational system, frankly. I think that what we know so little about is the production of food we've gone away from, what America used to be all about less than 200 years ago. Everybody had a cow. Everybody grew their own food. Everybody was on their own. Now, we're dependent on the grocery stores, and you saw what happened to that after COVID began. So, anyway, my tip of the hat here to the state of Maine and to the groups, the nonprofit groups, we call the vote, there's a group called Why Hunger, called the vote a transformative step in ensuring the protection of food as an unequivocal basic human right. Amen to that. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer. It's our
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.